Now, before I close, I would like to read before you the translation of Baba's Aarti, which came to me in my own way of thinking. As you know that the Aarti is played here as a routine thing at the end of the meeting. And I do not know how many of you understand because it is in an Indian language. But I thought if you would understand at least one meaning of the Aarti as I interpret it in my own way, perhaps you see it might help you to grasp the significance of that Aarti a little better. Now, Aarti is a form of worship which is done at the end of other modes of worship of God at the altar. As you know, we burn incense, we light candles, we put flowers, we make offerings, I mean we give wine and so many things. And at the end, in one of the rituals, the Aarti is said at the end. It's like a thanksgiving to the Lord for His bounty and missions that He gives us in our time. So this is the way that Aarti reads. And I will just try to read the translation, or as I understand it, the meaning of that Aarti. We cannot conceive Him even by soaring to great heights with the flight of our imagination. Nor can we do any semblance of justice when we attempt to describe Him in words. Even the Vedas, which are known to be one of the oldest storehouses of systematized knowledge of God, declare that God or truth is not this, not that, such has been your glory from times immemorial. O Lord, who are divine, perpetuating from ancient times and possessed of supreme compassion, have mercy on us and redeem this whole world and all your creation. O Meher, the giver of infinite bliss, please accept our heartfelt salutations in the form of this Aarti. We are burning incense to signify the slow but continuous destruction of our sensuous thoughts and desires. We are switching on the lights or lighting the candles to allow the rays of truth or reality to enter into our hearts. We anoint you with fragrant paste to protect ourselves from all evil and wrongful actions. We are offering you fruits and flowers to declare your beauty, bounty and generosity, which is second to none. How else can we serve and worship you, O Meher? Please accept our heartfelt salutations in the form of this Aarti. The whole of this creation has come into being at the beck and call of your mere whim or lahar. And you yourself have taken the responsibility of salvaging and delivering us from our bondage, from the chains of this illusion. Surely, you alone exist as you ought to exist. You are none other than the ultimate truth, the avatar, the God in human form. O Meher, please accept our heartfelt salutations in the form of this Aarti. All living and non-living, movable and immovable creatures and objects have come into being from your own Maya, which is nothing but your shadow. How can anybody gauge the limits of your infinite power? Truly, you are unlimitable. O Meher, please accept our heartfelt salutations in the form of this Aarti. How can one who does not know or realize his own true nature and self understand your glory? Whatever he babbles in his utter folly and ignorance, he only sings hymns in praise of your glory and seeking your mercy. O Meher, please accept our heartfelt salutations in the form of this Aarti. O merciful Father, there is no end to your compassion and blessings. What can we mere mortals offer you? All that we beg of you is that may you grant us your own lovers now and at all times, that we may remember you constantly in all our thoughts, words and actions. O Meher, please accept our heartfelt salutations in the form of this Aarti. I thank you very much. for the very patient hearing that you have given this evening.